until the car returns. She gets in the car, and the car leaves. There is a cow in the field near the fence. The children touch the post. The wind blows. Lots of cars go by. They stay that way all day. It's 1970. A woman with hair like fire sits several rows from a movie theater screen. A child in a dress sits beside her. A cartoon has begun. The child's eyes enter the cartoon. Behind the woman is darkness. A man sits behind the woman. He leans forward. His hands enter the woman's hair. He plays with the woman's hair in the darkness. The cartoon's reflected light makes faces in the audience flicker. The woman's eyes are bright with fear. She sits absolutely still. The man plays with her red hair. The child does not look over at the woman. The theater's cartoons, previews of coming attractions, and feature presentation last almost 3 hours. Alex Trebek goes around the Jeopardy studio wearing a button that says, "Pat Sajak looks like a badger." He and Sajak play racquetball every Thursday. It's 1986. California's night sky hangs bright and silent as an empty palace. Little white sequins make slow lines on streets far away under Faye's warm apartment. Faye Goddard and Julie Smith lie in Faye's bed. They take turns lying on each other. They have sex. Faye's cries ring out like money against her penthouse apartment's walls of glass. Faye and Julie cool each other down with wet towels. They stand naked at a glass wall and look at Los Angeles. Little bits of Los Angeles wink on and off as light gets in the way of other light. Julie and Faye lie in bed as lovers. They compliment each other's bodies. They complain against the brevity of the night. They examine and re-examine with a sort of unhappy enthusiasm the little ignorances that necessarily, Julie says, line the path to any real connection between persons. Faye says she had liked Julie long before she knew that Julie liked her. They go together to the OED to examine the entry for the word like. They hold each other. Julie is very white, her hair prickly short. The room's darkness is pocked with little bits of Los Angeles at night through glass. The dark drifts down around them and fits like a gardener's glove. It is incredibly romantic. On 12 March 1988, it rains. Faye Goddard watches the freeway outside her mother's office window first darken and then shine with rain. Dee Goddard sits on the edge of her desk in stocking feet and looks out the window too. Jeopardy's director stands with the show's public relations coordinator. The key grip and cue card lady huddle over some notes. Alex Trebek sits alone near the door in a canvas director's chair, drinking a can of soda. The room is reflected in the dark window. "We need to know what you told her so we can know whether she'll come," Dee says. "What we have here, Faye, is a 20 minutes top type of thing," says the director, looking at the watch on the underside of her wrist. "Then we're going to be in for at least another hour's setup and studio time, or we're short a slot, meaning satellite and mailing overruns. Not to mention a boy who's half catatonic with terror and general neurosis right this very minute," Muffy DeMott, the PR coordinator, says softly. "Last I saw, he was fetal on the floor outside makeup." Faye closes her eyes. "My husband is watching him," says the director. "Thank you ever so much, Janet," Dee Goddard says to the director. She looks down at her clipboard. "All the others for the four slots are here? Everybody who signed up? Most we've ever had. Plus, a rather scary retired whack who's not even tentatively slotted till late April says she can't wait any longer to get at Julie." "But no Julie," says Muffy DeMott. Dee squints at her clipboard. "So, how many is that altogether, then?" 9, Faye says softly. She feels at the sides of her hair. "We got 9, says the director. "Enough for at least the full 4 slots with a turnaround of 2 per slot." The rain on the aluminum roof of the Merv Griffin Enterprises building makes a sound in this room like the frying of distant meat. "And I'm sure they're primed," Faye